Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, caller 780. Can you hear us?
Hi, I can, yeah.
Okay, you can hear us now. We're having some problem. I don't know what the microphone on our computer. So that's why there was no sound. But we're dialing in now. What's your name?
Oh, it's Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle. And what's your birth date?
December 29th,
1974. 1974, okay. And, let's see. Okay, what brings you to the show, Michelle?
I'm curious what's coming for love.
What's coming from love? Okay, and have we spoken with you before?
Actually, it's been quite a while. Can't remember the last time. Probably a couple of years, I'm thinking, to be honest.
Okay. Has there been any love in the past 2 years?
Nope. It's been quiet.
Okay. So I don't know if we talked to you about your change. You would have had a change in 2009, or is that right? 2010, because you're born at the end of the year. What happened at that time?
I had a horrible relationship. So okay. It was a bad year. I actually left a province where I was working because of all that. I was dating a cokehead, basically, and was like, holy crap, how the hell did I end up dating somebody that's into that stuff? So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Pretty tragic year. Yeah.
Okay. So kind of a difficult change for you. And you are 47 now.
45. I'll be 46 at the end of the year.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. 46. 45. You'll be 46.
Yeah.
She's on a multiple right now. If I'm asking.
No.
Well, 8 times 5, 45.
8 times 5 is 40.
Oh, what is wrong with me today? All the audio problems have seeped into my brain. I'm unable to do math. So you're not on a multiple. Well, I mean, and there's been no prospects, you're telling us, Michelle. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I have been doing, I've been doing the online dating. There was a guy at work that I was like, I felt drawn to. We connected once on an app, but then we kind of had a quick conversation and then he kind of disappeared. And then I unmatched him because my ego kicked in because I hadn't heard in a few weeks. And then that was kind of the end of that. That was about the excitement of this year. So,
hey, well, there is in your birth date some issues with relationship coded in the number system. You've got a 29 in your day. Your second and third numbers are a 22, which is a multiple of 11. 29 is also an 11.
Yeah.
And you're born in 74, which is also an 11. So those numbers, 11, signify problems in relationships frequently. Did you have a difficult upbringing? Was there trouble in your home?
My parents divorced when I was 13.
Okay. Yeah. So that's...
Maybe that's...
Yeah. That fits right in. But I don't think, I don't think that you're going to be on this planet for the rest of your life without a relationship. I do think there's possibility of relationship. But it may be... When is her next change?
43, she had a change, and she'll have another one at 48.
48. So that's 3 years, 3 years away, 2 years away. 2 years away.
Yeah, but she's past her age. Michelle, the code in your number suggests that you came into the earth with trouble in relationships. That's coded in your number system in your karma. You're 13 years old. Well, we add up 1, 2, 2, 9, that comes to 14, which also reflects your first and last numbers. So 13 is pretty much near that, where you have the consequences of your parents' divorce. As Kristen was absolutely right, we're not trying to sugarcoat your life, but you're coded to have a relationship. So the universe here, your code, your life, it says you get to have a relationship. It's an obligation, a guarantee. Now, there's two aspects to that as well. One is, could there possibly be some kind of block going on now? Or B, is the relationship according to a destination in time? So you have to wait anyways. I want to ask you two questions. Number one, were there any pianos in your upbringing?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. And did you have to take lessons or was it just there?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay. So what this says is that your problem in relationships, because of that validation, don't worry about how to connect it. Don't worry about that. We'll determine that, how to connect it. But because of that, what it means is that there's a block. I don't know what the block is yet, but there's a somewhat of a block. Now, that block won't destroy you having a relationship. It just means that if it's unblocked, you can have it sooner than later. Did you have trouble in the? Did you have trouble with the piano at all?
Yeah, I think so. It was probably just something, I mean, I stuck with it to a degree, but yeah.
Okay, so these are quick questions. Do you have a brother?
I do.
Do you have any problems with brother? Do you have any problems?
Oh, yeah. Yes, big time. We don't even speak.
So you got it. I understand. But you see how the validations are coming in? This is the way we tap into how to possibly resolve the conflict so the guaranteed relationship can come in with the man that doesn't come in with problems. That's why everything's getting cut off.
Oh, interesting. That's cool. You just gave me goosebumps.
So you got to ask yourself, what? Do you hold on to, you know, are you a holder, a hoarder? Do you hold on to feelings? Do you have resentments? Do you have issues in your relationship? Do you find yourself getting frustrated with the man and you start to fight?
Well, she said something about her ego coming into the relationship regarding something, which I didn't fight.
See, there may be something you learned to acquire from your experiences growing up because of your circumstances that now is becoming a problem for you. Because it's an issue. And if you can let go of that issue, I think that the relationship that might come in a couple of years may come next month. I don't know. I mean, it can come soon.
What? Why do you have problems? What are the problems with your brother? Is it?
I think he's a narcissist, to be honest. It's always poor me, and like, he still borrows money off my father. He's almost 50 years
old. That's what I was going to ask. Because I was wondering if there, I should have been more specific about my question, but I was wondering if there is a problem in the family unit, you know, not just between the two of you, which sometimes can happen, obviously, but that there is something that involves other members of the family, which causes a division between the two of you.
Definitely.
And that can be tied into her difficulty getting relationships, you know, and the father comes in too.
Yeah, there's you build emotional blocks in your energy. So that becomes, we're talking about the energy fields around you that are aggravating. You know, it's not that there isn't content and reason for your aggravation according to your upbringing and whatever else you've got going. But if it's not helping you, if it's not helping you and you desire the relationship, sacrifice your aggravations for the sake of a relationship. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, train your mind to not have issues, to be cool about things, to let things ride a little bit. You don't sound like a difficult person. You sound like a realist. If you see trouble, you speak it out. That's how you appear to me. But sometimes in speaking it out, you chase men away. And it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's probably their fault. It's probably their fault. But there's a way to release the sternness, which you probably had a stern mother. Did you have a stern mother?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see how this now gets, you're the victim now of all that. Now you're the perpetrator of, well, you get the picture. I don't need to drill it in. It seems like you're intelligent. And this is what the problem is. So if you're asking for a love life, you're kind of in control in a way.
Yeah.
You got to just get rid of the content of aggravation in your mind. I know it's going to be hard, but you got to kind of just blindly get rid of it and carry a different attitude. Then you're going to get men that will follow through.
Right.
And finally the soulmate will come in.
Yeah. I think online dating isn't the best way to meet men. You said you met somebody through work, which is, I mean, you know, that can present problems too, meeting someone in the workplace dating. And then if you break up, there can be issues, but it can also work out. Is there any other way that you can meet men? Are there hobbies or activities that you enjoy?
Well, that's the tough part. So I live in a province where I never grew up, so I don't have a lot of close friends here. So that's been tough, right? So online has kind of been the thing that worked, right? Because I don't have a core group of friends, right?
Okay. So now when we're talking about a soulmate that ultimately comes to you, you don't have to worry about where you live. You don't have to worry about not knowing anyone. It means that that soul is walking on the planet.
And that will come in.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a maintenance scheduler.
I thought you'd do something in scheduling or some kind of. You sound like you like controlling things and in a good way, but you're talented at
it. Organizer.
So you're good at that.
Yeah.
So what's your hobbies?
Well, I kind of got into kickboxing. I don't have too many hobbies. Like, I like to travel, that kind of stuff. I just got a new little puppy, so just kind of keeping busy with him.
But kickboxing,
is simple. What you got to do is go outside, find an attractive man, kick him in the head, and drag him back home by the chair. We got it.
Kickboxing class. They probably do seminars. I guess I don't know how things are locked down in your area right now. I know everything's changed. She's in Canada.
What else did you say? Kickboxing. What was the other one?
She traveled.
Like traveling.
Travel.
Yeah. I've been doing that alone for the last few years.
You can go to a travel agency and start winking at the guy that's waiting on you. What I'm saying is there's ways for you to maybe connect in that way.
I think taking a class might be a good idea. You might already – do you take classes, kickboxing classes? I can't speak for some reason.
No, so it's actually – this is a crazy thing. It's women only, and it's like a circuit training for 30 minutes, so it's high-intensity training.
Oh.
So 30 minutes, so, yeah.
In the class that you take, but there have to be co-ed classes. Find a co-ed kickboxing class.
I could, It's just that it would be a different place.
Right.
Okay, you could ask some of the people in your class that you're looking for a relationship. Do they know of anyone that – you have to be, it's no problem being a little bit bold. I mean, some of the best ways is to connect your friends or a part, way. That's a question.
And she's saying she doesn't have that many friends in this area that she's living in. That's difficult.
The other thing is you can go to groups that like to travel. Like to chat and travel and talk about their experiences online.
There might be, like Zoom meetings of people who travel together.
But we're giving you several validations, and we're giving you some sound hope.
Yeah, and maybe, 47 going backwards is in our code. Maybe by the time she's 47, hopefully sooner, something might happen for you. You're at the brink of 46, so...
Yeah, since it's coming, it's been over 6 years. So, yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're going to have a relationship. The validation.
You sound like you're going through puberty. Your voice just cracked.
I'm going back to when I was 13 and my parents divorced. Okay, don't worry about it, Michelle. Just follow our advice and get back to us. Tell us how.
Yeah, let us know. People forget to follow up, and it's important to do so because it really does help with the energy work. We had someone call recently. I won't call them out on the show, but regarding a question about something that they were doing in their home, and they said, "Oh, definitely, we'll call you back. Let you know." We haven't heard from them, so it's a good idea for the flow of energy and the energy work we're doing for you to let us know in a couple months.
Yeah.
Give us a call back, a couple weeks. If there's a change, call.
Awesome. I will do. Thank you so much.
A couple months.
Hey, I have a question. Is it really true that you guys have the best maple syrup?
We do have really good maple syrup. Actually, I just went to see my dad last weekend, and he sent me home with like five things of it. So, yeah, it's quite good.
That's another validation. That's why I asked. I just saw this maple syrup around.
That's weird.
That is weird.
See how good we are.
All
things. See how good
we are. Yo, that's awesome.
Brag about it. While you're meeting your guy, brag about our show.
Okay.
I will, for sure. Thank you. You guys rock.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. And Michelle can join us on Facebook. We hope that she does. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. And I'm still mystified why we have no microphone working on
the
computer.
Is it in the computer?
I told you that. Computer problem I had. Yeah.
We should try some kind of.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. 530 is next. Hi. Are you there, caller? Hi. Sorry, we tried to bring you on earlier when we had no sound. We're having a problem with the computer microphone, so we had to dial in, and the other caller was first. So we're back to you, but we appreciate you waiting.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, there you go. Sorry.
Okay.
So, anyway, as we were saying, we tried to bring you on, but there was no sound, and we had to call in.
Okay, well, I'm here now. That's great.
Yeah, so we're here, and thanks for waiting. Who's this, please? What's your name?
It's Sherry, Northern California.
Oh, hi. Hi, Sherry. How
are you?
Hey,
you guys. Just wanted to check in on something. I think I found a really cute place here to move to. It just currently has, like, some people in it that are going to move, an older couple. Do you see that happening in September?
September. What's your birthday? What's your birthday again?
4/11/73.
4/11/73. And so, wait, you're just getting back to...
I'm looking to move somewhere up here. We were looking at that last time, and we kind of figured that would be happening soon. Well, I found a place, but it's got an older little couple in it that need to move, and I just want to see if they will be out by September.
Okay, so they have to move out, the couple.
Right.
And they want to move, I guess.
Well, she has dementia. I think she needs to be.
Oh, I see. So they're trying to make decisions on the...
Her husband's taking care of it. But they're old, and so they were served last month, so...
Where's he going to go?
He's an over-the-road trucker. I think they've got something working with his boss or something. Not sure.
Well, it looks like you're going to move in. I mean, we predicted it. This
yeah, you did.
Come up.
It just appears to be stuck, and I didn't know if it was being pushed back or not.
Well, what's the contingency? What's blocking it right now, according to your knowledge?
They're moving out.
The old couple needs to move out of there. They needed to find somewhere to put her.
They need to find some place to put her. So is that the contingency?
Is that
the problem? Find some place to put her, but their plans are to move out?
Right.
And who owns the home?
This sweet little lady named Carol. I met her back in 2018, and when I met her, I had no idea that we would be meeting again like this. But she's adorable, and I think we're going to have a great relationship.
Well, how did you meet her?
When I first moved here, I just got out of my comfort zone and started walking up to people and introducing myself. And she was in a writing club at the bookstore, and we kind of talked about some things like that. So we just remembered each other from 2018.
Do you write yourself?
I'm going to. That was part of what we had talked about before. My future was, in my opinion, going to be readings and writing.
You're going to do like spiritual writing or something?
I want to do that and then maybe get to where I'm putting out novellas, tiny little 75 pages or not, just to build that residual.
Okay.
Thing.
Good.
I just
good.
Fancy that, but who knows? I may not be any good
okay.
at it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Just if it's just right. Don't worry about whether you're good or not.
I know,
right,
but.
I mean, you
know. Well, there should be some concern whether
well,
there
might
it's
be
good
some
or not.
Concern, but if you're going
right.
to write.
My feelings that get hurt on a bad review.
well, don't
worry. Well, you just
if
have
you
to
want to write it self-published, you don't just do your thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
I agree.
With the idea that you're trying to, you know, better yourself and learn about what you're doing as you go.
I think you're going to move in. I think October you'll be there. So
okay.
It could jump in a little bit into September, but just hold on. You'll be there by October.
Are you safe in your place until then?
Well, the property sold, and so the new owners have served me 90 days, which is November 6th.
That's within November 6th.
That's plenty of time. But like I said, these guys were served their notice a month, you know, in July 23rd or something.
Well, why are they being served? I mean,
they weren't paying their rent. They weren't paying their rent.
Oh, okay. You'll be in there. So what's this place? What's the numbers of the address?
11-6. Isn't that weird? She's 11-6 in her birthday.
Yeah.
Because of this, the 1973 and the 4-2.
Yeah. What's the number of the address?
Of the new place?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I got it right here. Eleven 8 91 is the house number.
You know, all these 11s going on. That's your. This is a. And 1973 is 11. So you're. This actually is a karmic past life place for you. The land itself.
Right.
So, yeah, you folks, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, if we're wrong, we're wrong, but I would be like, I'm not on that page right now. I'm on the page.
I agree.
In there by
I'm resonating with that. So,
yeah.
It felt
so
right when
happy.
I went there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to make a choice quickly about where to put her. It can be difficult to select the right facility for someone in that condition, obviously. It's not a, you know.
But speaking of karmic, do you feel like this is going to be a place where I can start rebuilding again and start seeing these good things?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. This is your path.
Okay.
I mean, this is your path. There's nothing in your path that says you're going to be destroyed. You're going to move into a place that we feel is karmic. You'll be writing. Oh, incidentally, just to put a little bee in your bonnet there, if you do one of your novellas or novelettes are usually shorter than novellas, but if you do one of your novellas, do one about a cat that's had past lives. Now, I don't mean Thomasina. Thomasina was about a cat that had many lives. And I don't care if you like cats or not, but I'm going to put that in you because I'm being told to.
Okay.
You
cat.
Like cats?
I was wanting to get one for the new place because it's out kind of homesteady, and so I'll need some. But I'm more of a dog person. But I like past life stuff big time.
Well, then
you were thinking of getting a cat.
There's a karma about the cat. So the cat
okay.
has to go into the house. The cat has to go into the house because there's a past life that the cat you have in that land.
Nice. Okay. And I'm open for that. That's okay.
Just don't name the cat Thomasina or your novel.
No.
You'll have plagiarism all over the place.
We'll have copyright issues, sure.
Okay,
because I'm hoping that things kind of get easier for me there, so it feels good. But so you're saying by October, so that means I could start moving mid-September-ish?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I mean, it might be sooner, but right now the vision is that you're there October 1st. That's where the vision looks to be right now.
But do
which means
us.
That it happens a little bit before, which is perfectly okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're going.
All right, guys. Well, I'll call you when I move and let you know what happens.
Yeah, let us know. Or when you find out that you're ready to move, just say let
For
me know.
Sure.
something up. Okay, take care, Jerry.
I think we're right, so.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, we've got 303 and 434. Hi, can you hear me? This is Marilyn.
Hi.
Marilyn?
So, Marilyn. Yeah, Marilyn. Uh-huh.
Hi,
yeah.
Marilyn.
Hi.
So, hi, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was calling because a week and a half ago, my mother passed away. She was 86. And thank you. And it was kind of a crazy kind of whirlwind end to her passing, to her life. She had been here living with us, moved in February, was seemingly fine, although she missed her boyfriend terribly. She had left Florida. And then, but he was sick. She had to move here, et cetera, et cetera. Then she got sick like a month later. And from March until now, she'd been in and out of the hospital, in and out of a nursing home. And then finally last week in hospice, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago in hospice. And then she was in hospice for like 5 days and passed away. And so I feel like I didn't get a chance to sort of, I don't know, make sure she was okay with all of it. I'm sure it was her time, but it was just really unexpected. So I was just wondering, you guys, are you able to connect or give me some insights as to, you know, perhaps, I guess, knowing that she's comfortable with everything that happened?
First, let's get your birth date and her birth date. Yours first. Go ahead.
October 25th. Do you need the year?
The year, yeah.
1952,
okay.
Who is that?
That's hers, Marilyn's. And then your mother's?
Is 12-17-1933.
You have interesting reflection in your birth. I mean, your karmic number is in your day and your inverted year. You're 25-7.
Yeah.
So you're,
yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10. So she was how? God, seven. She was 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she was. I mean, she was up there, but what you're telling us is that she was pretty healthy prior to moving.
Right.
And when she moved, that kind of began the down,
the
unraveling, so to speak. Where are you located? Are you?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. And she was in Florida?
She had a boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah,
she was living in there, yeah, with her boyfriend. And he passed away like a month before she did.
What I was going to ask, if he was still alive or no.
Well,
number
one, towards the tail end of her life, what I'm getting from her is that she now that she's over there on the other side, it was a slide. She's talking about a slide. I don't know what the slide is. Did you guys have a slide growing up, or was there anything with a slide in your history?
Yeah, we did have a slide into the backyard pool. Yeah, that was prominent. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, so right there, that's our cup of tea, if you will, that there is a connection from her, because she just told me that.
Okay.
What you got to do, Marilyn, is go, okay, the way these psychic things work, that you can draw guesses and hope, we don't do that. We connect because we're ethical, and we try to find the best way to do it. And the slide right now is her way of shouting out an energy through vibration, hoping that Chris and I are going to pick up on it and get something she's throwing out so we can start to put the puzzle together. So she's talking about the slide in the pool. She loves you. She's talking about three kids. I don't know. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, in fact, I had three brothers. They all passed away. I was the only one left.
So you see, how we're rolling along. You know, and sometimes we, Chris and I, don't believe that when you die, you're with your loved ones and you're playing pinochle or something. You know, just not like that. But she's saying, in this respect, we've got to be honest, she's saying she has the soul of your brothers. She's there with them. And she refers to the three as another validation, as we said in slide. And she's saying, no, I got over here and realized that everything was according to the slide of the end of my life. That was the way it was supposed to go. No mistakes. It all worked out the way it did. You don't need to worry about things. Everything happened the way it was supposed to happen, according to my karmic journey. Nothing went wrong. She does say that she had a little bit of trouble with her husband. Was there any fights with her husband or anything you know of?
Oh, yeah. It was a difficult relationship, although they were married for 50 years till he passed away.
So she said, I got over here and I realized that I had problems with him that kind of followed me and I got to work that out. She goes, I got some homework. Who's the teacher? Are there any teachers in the background of your life?
Yes, my daughter's a teacher.
Okay, you see how she's talking? We're rolling along. She's talking. She's real happy. We're making connections. One thing she's saying is, that's nonsense. Don't be concerned about your state of mind with me. You're fine. And everything went the way it was supposed to go. I got over here and realized everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. I'm with your brothers. I'm working out the details of how I had problems with your father. I'm working that out up here. I don't know. They go to classroom. I don't know what they do. But they have to
do something. You do know
something.
What they do.
Well, I do. Yeah, I do. I'm here.
You don't know what they do.
You know, you get up there and you get a report card, you know, and like a teacher. And she's really saying, hey, it's fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Your brother, we're all over here. Somebody had a drug problem.
No, I was going to say something else. And then you said something negative.
Who was addicted to drugs or
It was more alcohol than drugs.
Right. Same thing. Doesn't matter.
To me, alcohol is a drug.
It is a drug. So who is the alcoholic?
Well, my father and actually. Yeah, my father and her boyfriend, I mean, they just drank continually. Yeah.
So she's still, And like Neil was saying, there were unfinished things with the relationship in terms of what she needs to work out after the relationship was over and going into the astral realm. She continued a relationship with someone who had the same problems as your father did. Isn't so good. But anyway, on a brighter note, was she into gardening or garden? Because I got camellias for some reason. That was when you first talked. So who's the gardener, you or her?
Both of us. And she loved the garden where she lived, loved it. And people appreciated her gardening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was recognized for it even. So that is
That's right. In the garden club. Treasurer of the garden club.
Oh, wow. Okay. She really was.
Awesome. Good job.
I like
the
garden more.
Well,
I have the time.
Well, we're connecting. I hope that makes you happy. I mean, do you have a question you want to ask? I don't know if we can ask her a question. We'll give it a try.
I guess that I wanted to have a sense that things are clear between us, and I think that you alluded to that. I think that you said that there was no problem.
Here's what she's saying. She goes, I'm on the other side. I know what our problems were, and I don't want you to hold on to them. It's worthless. I want you to have good vibration so I can feel good about the way I left. I don't want you holding issues. That's problematic for you and for me. If you don't have an issue, then I don't have to deal with it up here. I love you. Forget about our conflicts. I wasn't the easiest person to be around. You have your complicated. Who cares, she said. Let it go. It's not going to help us. And I'm telling you, okay, if you let it go, I don't have to sit up here dealing with it. Because if you don't let it go, I have to deal with your pain. Unless you want to say something and get it off your chest right now.
No, I feel like it was a blessing to have her with me and with us as a family. And that, you know, I just love her very much and tried to support her the best that I could the past several months, and am sad that she's not here to talk with, but perhaps I can just continue to talk with her and she'll hear me. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
She's in an astral realm where she's
connected,
she's
to the earth.
And she doesn't, she's done. She wants to be done with everything. She's, you know, she doesn't want to have to deal with all these problems anymore. So she's okay about
okay.
that.
But
she
I mean, it's
about an issue problem with property she wants you to let go of. I don't know if there was some property issue problem.
Oh, well, she had written a kind of a will thing, not really, but, and it was prior to the last brother dying. And so I just wanted to, I feel pretty comfortable with then making a distribution of her very small assets based on the fact that, you know, her grandchildren will each get something rather than the ones whose fathers died, which happened earlier. So anyway, I think I'm okay with that. I think she'd be okay with it too.
Yeah.
But as far as was part of your concern that you moving her to Colorado is,
yeah,
she would have been alive had you not moved her to Colorado.
Yes.
Was that part of your concern? I don't think that's...
Absolutely
no.
not. She has no problems with
no.
that. Everything went the way it was supposed to go. Now, she,
okay.
over there, she sees it all. She can see it much more clearly that everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. So she's saying, don't move forward with concerns. I don't... You can talk to me. We can talk about love and enjoyment and all that. That's I'm fine. I don't want to hear your problems about me or about you. We're done. Just talk about, think about good things. And
okay.
that's what she's saying. There's nothing over there on her side that she wants you to hold on to that's negative.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Wow. That's just perfect. You really helped me to clarify what I was hoping to clarify. So... Thank you. Yes, that's great. Really wonderful.
Good.
Great, Marilyn. Always. We appreciate your call. Thanks.
Oh, I appreciate you. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye. And Marilyn can follow us on Facebook. We hope that she does. The OWS accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Twitter, and Facebook. And she can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well. We have another caller from 434.
Hi. I was wondering, there was this movie I saw called I Like It Like That. And,
I Like It Like
It's based off of a song, but it's like a Hispanic movie, but it's made by a black director. And I was wondering if the scene with the drug dealing scene, if that was based off of an actual event, because I was told that by another psychic, and also she was saying that was based off of her life, the movie was. So I was wondering if that scene with the spanking and the drug dealing was based off of the her actual life.
Wait, what's your name?
Khalil.
How do you spell that?
K-H-A-L-I-L.
Khalil. Okay.
Okay. Well, the name of the place was a song by the Dave Clark Five. And it was
No, I was talking about
the
movie.
60s. Yeah, but that was the first song. It was called The Name of the Places I Like It Like That.
Oh.
And that was a song by the Dave Clark Five about a swinging nightclub. I don't know if that song is connected to the movie. The movie might have been done by, who's that famous black director?
Spike Lee?
Yeah, Spike Lee.
I don't know.
He might have done the movie. But, there are two separate issues, I think, Khalil.
We're getting interference, too, Khalil. I don't know what that is.
All right, well, I'm going to sit still somewhere.
Oh.
You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But, you know.
We're talking about a movie, right? Martin.
Darnell Martin did
Darnell
the movie.
Darnell Martin, yeah. I'm trying to just look up.
Okay, we're looking something up for you. Movie trivia questions.
Wikipedia. So there's a scene in the movie that someone told you she's, I'm confused. Someone told you that her life is based on the scene, or her.
The scene, well.
That is based on her life.
Well, someone told me that scene was based off of her life, but then I found out that the movie was based off of her life. And I was wondering if that scene was also based off of her life.
Just think about that.
I'm not even... Because there's so many... Miracle. The Miracle of 1964, 1961, The Dave Clark Five. Then Miracle did it. Then it was begun by... Rodriguez.
The only thing you have
I'm
to do
is
Wikipedia for the movie.
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do.
We don't know. You know, it might take some time to research something like that. But why are you interested in that, Khalil?
Because I just was wondering because of the police mural and stuff like that.
What?
The police mural.
Oh, police. Oh. Yeah, you know, there's so much, we're getting a lot of interference, but there's so much involved in the collection of history that there probably is some connection in that regard. Because life is
okay.
A big couple, so I think that there is some interconnected, to answer your question, I believe there is something connected to it.
Okay.
So
also,
that helps
can I ask
you in
another
the future, if that helps you in your research or whatever you're attempting to do with this information, we hope it, you know, helps you along the way.
Did you say you had another question?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if, the girl that lied on me, there was a girl that told on me, but she told half-truth.
Yeah.
And, this was at UVA. She said I touched her on her thigh, which was an accident because I'm a big person. And I was sitting in a seat that didn't have as much room. And she went behind my back and told them. And I ended up getting a trespass warning. And I'm getting yelled at by my mom. And I was wondering if she's sorry for doing that now. I'm not asking about anybody else. I'm just asking about myself because that basically affected me.
Okay, what's your birth date, by the way? We didn't even get that. And there's background. You got to turn the TV off.
All right, I will. 08-26-89.
Okay, well, you don't want to add a zero where there's no zero, by the way. 8-26-89, and definitely get the TV turned off because it's not good.
Right.
We're having things.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the remote.
Okay.
Well, I'll just go out.
High karmic number, and he's, 31? Gonna be... Wait, you're coming up on a birthday, so you're 30 right now.
Yep.
31, going to be 31. And do you have her birth date? I know you said you're asking about yourself, but just out of curiosity, do you happen to have this woman's birth date that
No, she's in college now. She's younger than me.
So this is, was this some time ago?
This was the year before last.
Year before last.
This
yeah.
was
so
in 2000. This was
I
in 2000 and. Sorry.
I think she does feel a little bit sorry, Jaleel. At the moment, it was probably a misunderstanding. Where were you seated when this happened? Where were you sitting?
I was sitting at a table, and I bumped into her leg a couple times, and I apologized for it. And later on, she went behind my back and went to the police, and she didn't tell the whole story.
Where were they?
Huh?
And she was underage, I guess, because you're saying she's in college now. So she was like.
I mean, she's in college. She wasn't. She's in college when that first happened.
She was in college when it first happened. So she was an underage.
Yeah.
She was over 18 when it happened.
Uh-huh. She was 18 and over.
Okay.
Maybe she misunderstood. Maybe she had issues. Outstanding other issues, and this affected her. But I think she feels a little bit bad. You weren't arrested. You would just had a restraining order?
Trespass order.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know in your heart that you didn't mean to invade her personal space.
Right.
You're a big person, and it just... You know, whatever your personal space was just overlapping into her personal space, and it just kept happening. And there might have been some awkward feeling, but I think she feels a little bit bad about it. It's a shame that it happened because I don't think you intended it to happen, and it was a great misunderstanding. So I would say yes, she probably feels bad about it. We hope that maybe. You know, in the near future, you can be in a healthy relationship or whatever. It sounds like you might live with your mother. Do you work?
I did.
You did, but you don't now?
No, I don't now. It's hard to find a job.
Yeah, where'd you work?
And the food line.
So are you saying that you're obese or you're overweight? Is that it?
No, I'm just a big person.
Just big guy. Like football player big type guy.
You know, these things happen. These things happen. What you got to do is move on. I think she felt bad.
Right.
And it just happens, you know. It wasn't your fault. I don't get that vibe. It was a misunderstanding. It went way out of line. She shouldn't have probably done, and it was no real harm. I don't know. You know, nowadays people can say anything they want and get people arrested. It's a hard world because, you know, the victims of and there's good reason to have that kind of a defense. But I don't think that was your intention. And so, you know what I would say? I would say move on. I think she does feel bad. You know, just look to the universe and say, I forgive, you know, whatever I did to trespass her space. By accident, I want to let it go, and I want to move forward, and I want to be healthy and have a good life ahead of me. That's what I would say to you. Don't let this linger on your mind. I that's what I would say.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the end of the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only a couple minutes left, so not really enough time to
get over our topic. We had talked last week about the topic of animals crossing over.
Not last week, this week.
This week
when we had no sound, and we still have no sound because we have some problem that is still unknown. We're going to have to figure this out because, we had to dial into broadcast today, but at least we were able
now
to
we
get on
how
the
to
air.
Do it. We have a problem.
Right. Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to make sure the problem's fixed before we even attempt to use the laptop to broadcast.
So maybe next time we can talk about animals crossing over and what that means and what that entails.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last time, and then we got into, I don't know, some other topics as well. Unfortunately, nothing recorded except me calling into the show at the end of the show, which I probably should delete from the archives because that's really not a... me going, hello, hello, yeah, there's a problem. That's the content of our show, the lead in music and then that. But it's weird, the music didn't play today automatically when we started either. Uh-uh. So there's something weird going on.
Well,
maybe aside from, I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get it figured out and we'll talk about animals crossing over and the spirit of animals, and we'll get into that discussion, and we'll be looking forward to that.
And hopefully hearing from some of you as well on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. That's next week. We're also on Friday. So those are our days. We're on our regular schedule, and we hope to hear from you then. Bye-bye.